Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, V Pizza, Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's, Advanced Rehabilitation, Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Cunningham Jewelers, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, Frederica Pharmacy, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, here's your host, the voice of the Frederica Academy Knights, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you. And the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show, sponsored by V Pizza, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's, Advanced Rehabilitation, Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, and by Frederica Pharmacy. And now joining us for one last time in the 2024 season, the head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick. You know, as the game started Friday night, I leaned over to my long-term broadcast partner, Roger Cali Cole Gardner Jr., and I said to him, "This doesn't feel like the end."
I had no idea it would be Friday night. We felt pretty good going in. We had really good game plans on both sides of the ball, and we just made too many mistakes. You know, it's a bad night to have a bad night, and that's what happened.
How much of a punch to the gut was that first offensive play touchdown that they were able to squeak by? Again, the big play being the albatross of the Frederica Knights in 2024.
It was. I mean, you know, you take the first one, and I was like, well, we got plenty of time to overcome it because we're only, you know, 27 seconds into the game. That one, you know, it's big when you go back and look at it. You give up that 59-yarder, and then we give up another 43-yarder that we tip the ball into the guy's hands. And, you know, we're there to make the plays all night long. We just got to turn around and catch the ball. And those things happen. You know, unfortunately, you can't let them happen in the playoffs. You eliminate those things, and you're in the middle of the games. You know, and then we had the two bad snaps on punt. We drop a punt snap, and then – you know, we slipped kicking one. So we had four turnovers really right there with the punt team, and then we fumbled a run on one of them. So we had five turnovers in those two big plays. I mean, a couple times we had guys hit in the backfield and they break off a run or two for 30, 35 yards, and we haven't tackled in the backfield. You got to make those plays, you know, and when you go back and watch the film, I knew getting on the bus that I was going to be sick because I turned around and told Coach Jurgen, I said, listen, we had to have somewhere around 350, 400 yards of offense. And then he broke down the stats. And, yeah, we would have had 415 yards of offense. We don't have some penalties and then a snap that rolled back 17 yards. So then we ended up with 363 yards of offense. And you know, you look at it and you go, wow. And they only had like 260, 270, and 100 and something of it was on two pass plays that we had covered. You know, I mean, we doubled them up pretty much in yards. We don't give up those two plays and the turnovers, and you look at it and you go, yeah. So when you were talking about didn't have that feeling that we were going home, we didn't have that feeling either. We felt like all week that we had a really good game plan. We thought the kids practiced really well, you know, and then you get out there and the lights sometimes with young guys get a little brighter. I'll never forget long ago we played in 2020, and as we were warming up, the quarterback, I looked at him and I said, "You all right?" And he goes, "Whoo, coach, the lights are really bright here at Mercer." And I said, "Yep." And we went on to not have a very good night that night. A lot of turnovers. And so, you know, it happens. And we'll learn from it. Unfortunately, you know, it's one of those things that we just made some mistakes. And if we could go back and do it over again, we probably don't. But, you know, the youth raised up and showed its head when we didn't need it to in that game. And unfortunately, we come away with a loss. But I thought our kids played hard all night long. We had a chance. We had our chances throughout the night.
This is the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You mentioned about the rain. You always hate to blame it on the weather, but that was just an annoying drizzle. Just it wasn't coming down enough to where it was blatantly noticeable. How much of an impact did that drizzle, that rain, that weather really have Friday night?
I don't know. I know that the ball boys were doing a pretty good job trying to keep everything dry, and they were working overtime over there on the side. And it was one of those things that, you know, we've been through it throughout the year playing in that wet weather, so it wasn't anything unusual, you know. I think sometimes it's just the pressure, you know. One of the big things that no one really knew was we had a guy go down Thursday and practice that night, and so we had to shuffle few guys around, and Gavin had been doing some long snapping along with JJ, and JJ and him have been swapping in and out. So I don't know if that become a huge issue, but we had to move Gavin out to where Wyatt was playing and had to move some guys around. So, you know, still no excuse. We had to make that happen. You know, we had 20 minutes of practice left on Thursday when it happened, when he broke his foot. And, you know, you don't think about it, but at the time, but it was a huge loss that created our rotation dilemma on defense at times and offensive rotation dilemmas, and then you got your special teams. And if you got 55 kids, it's a different situation. When you got 26 dressed out over there, it becomes a dire situation. So, you know, we're trying to put it together, and I thought our kids did okay. You know, you just make some mistakes, and we live and we learn. Unfortunately, it was at the expense of our seniors that we had to learn from it. And those guys have done a really good job all year. So, you know, they don't need to walk away from it feeling anything other than pride, what they did, how they rebounded. And, again, we talked about it there Sunday. Those four guys were the only four guys for 4 years in that class to play football. And that's amazing. The more you sit around and think about it, the people that come and go throughout 4 years, usually in a class, I mean, that's pretty amazing. You know, we lost 9 juniors or would-be juniors this year from that class. So we got 4 juniors. We should have 13 juniors, and we lost 9 of them last year, which, hey, I'll just go ahead and say it. It was addition by subtraction. And if they listen to it, I don't care. I mean, hey, you do what you got to do. And I felt like it was we got a bunch of kids that want to be there and get after it and do their job. And so if you don't want to do what we ask you to do, and these guys right here are living proof, you do it for 4 years, you're fully invested. Like, it's one of those things. It becomes personal all the time. And that's what you got to have if you want to win. And I think we got a group of kids that are a little bit that way right now. They're fully invested in it. It hurt their feelings Friday night. They knew they made mistakes, and it hurt them. Like, you go in an afternoon, and they're showing up. We got some kids showing up even in the morning still, and I've let them off, but they're still in there working out, and they don't want to miss a beat. So, you know, it's a good group of kids, and you got to take it personal in a sense, and that's the way it is. If you want to win a ring, and like I told the guys Friday night at the end of the game, we're going to have to go through Valwood. We're going to have to go through the tipped areas. You got to go through the Westfields, the Deerfields. Those are the guys. But the Valwood's kind of been the guys that have set the standard now. And so if we want to win a ring with those young guys, we got to go in and compete every single day. You got to push one another every day. And the foundation was set. The seniors did a really good job of making sure everybody was there and being accountable and doing those things. And they've set that foundation, that culture's there, that identity's there. We've got an opportunity, you know, in the near future to go wreak some havoc for some people. And it's mainly because of those four young men really helping us out and keeping that tradition.
There you go. More to come on the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality, fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, six TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. The Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at thepizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
Looking for an affordable golf cart? Golf Cart Factory is your answer. Exclusive dealer of Royal EV golf carts, way more affordable than those other guys. Conveniently located 2723 Glen Avenue, right next to Pinball Palace. Come see our great selection. Free delivery and financing available. Street legal carts, maintenance, free batteries, road speeds up to 35 miles an hour, Bluetooth stereo, rear backup camera, and more. Golf Cart Factory, 470-929-3023, or check them out online, golfcartfactory.com.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust, member FDIC.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Dealing with an injury that has you sidelined? Let the highly trained professionals at Advance Rehab get you off the bench and back in the game. With locations in Brunswick, St. Simons, St. Mary's, and Folkestone, we're here to serve you. Whether it's rehab for an injury, post-surgical recovery, performance enhancement, or injury prevention, there's no better answer than Advance Rehab. For more info, check out AdvanceRehab.com or find us on Facebook and Instagram. Give a like and follow.
For generations, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters have been a staple on St. Simons and the Golden Isles community. From our Atlanta Braves and Georgia Bulldog apparel to AFCO, Johnny O, and Duckhead, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters truly does have it all. Sunglasses, coastal apparel, and the best selection of lady shoes on St. Simons. And of course, do not forget, we rent tuxedos for any occasion. Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters, in the Shops at Sea Island, just down from Harris Teeter, 912-634-1521. And online at gentlemensoutfitters.net.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak. This segment is brought to you by V Pizza, Cunningham Jewelers, Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's, Advanced Rehabilitation, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which is, of course, the segment of the show where usually we talk about the health of the team from week to week, but I want to take this opportunity for you to talk a little bit about the health of the team ongoing, as in how healthy is this team ending up too early, the 2024 campaign, and looking way ahead to the 2025 campaign.
We end up pretty good. We got to get Jordan. He's got surgery. We got to get him in and out and get him rehabilitated. Brett's still healing up that broken collarbone. Wills, I think, is pretty much back to go with the contusion. And I think everybody else is pretty healthy right now. And then, like you said, moving forward, it's, we say it every year, it's bigger, faster, stronger. You got to get bigger. You got to get faster. You got to get stronger in the weight room. And the biggest thing is the kids have to be pretty regimented in their diet to do that. So, you got to go in there and you got to work on pounding them calories and getting in the weight room. And so right now, I'll let them off this week. I'll probably let them off next week. And then we'll come back after Thanksgiving. Let them have 2 weeks to try to recover. I mean, It's a long season. We've been going since June at 7 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, when you think about it, we're, those poor guys haven't listened to me ever.
I was going to say, I just saw some heads shaking, yeah. And they're like, oh, man. Oh, man.
You know, it is. But, you know, at the end of it, they'll look back and be like, man, if I could just play one more snap, you know, and things like that. That's just, it's one of those things. It's the commitment. What you put into it, it's what you get out of it. And we'll get back to work here right after Thanksgiving and, you know, get back to it. We got to get the football banquet in, so I got to get all that stuff together. We'll have the banquet and get that set up. So we're trying to get everything scheduled. We looked at the football schedule already for next year. It's crazy. We've already sat down and talked about that. And, yeah, and, you know, now we're trying to get the middle school schedule set up and what we're going to do. Of course, we can't schedule anything in the summer until – you know, you get all the colleges get all their stuff out, so you can go do 707s or whatever in camp. So, you know, we're trying to get all that put together. And like Jason said earlier, that's the stuff no one sees us running around scrambling, trying to do behind the scenes, get equipment ordered. Like, I've already got cloths backed up everywhere in the locker rooms and seeing what we're going to need for next year and things like that. So, it's ongoing. It's around the clock, but, I've had a great time, you know. This year, a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun with it, you know. I know everybody thinks that it's trying, and the youth, it is at times, but it was a fun group. Good group of kids that showed up and went to work every day, and they enjoyed one another. And, you know, the seniors, I thought, did a really good job of leading them every day in the locker room and on the field. And said this the other night, Sunday night at the radio show, was, you know, winning takes place in the weight room and in the locker room. And if they work hard in the weight room and they love one another when they come out of that locker room, and they'll play their butt off for each other. We made the comment early in the year, you know, if I have to push you, you're going to resent me. But if the seniors and the juniors, if you get a peer that's pushing you, you respond better. And you know, they hear me and they're like, oh, that just that old crotchety guy. God, when he showed up. But, you know, as times went on, I thought our seniors just did an outstanding job of leading. And I can't say enough about them. Every time I think about it, they did a really good job.
You're listening to the Frederica Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And this basically, it hit me a little while, you know, driving over here with something that I hadn't really thought about. I hadn't really thought about all season. But we thought a lot about it coming into the season, and that was the fact of how this team was going to respond coming out from the shadow of Georgia Tripplin and the 4 years that he spent rewriting the Georgia high school football history book. And honestly, I haven't thought about it hardly at all season. This team has had their very own personality, and it was like, I don't know, it's hard to describe.
Well, offensively, you know, we lose, 95% of the offense last year. Now we've got 95% of it coming back for two more years, literally. So you look at it and you go, wow. You know, Jordan's a great player. He's a hard guy to replace. But we had guys that stepped in and did a great job all year. And they were young, and they had to learn. And the best thing, I guess, having for him was Hayes was the sniffer back. He could tell people what to do and things like that. And I thought our guys got better and better in our linemen. That's a big thing. When you got three seniors on the offensive line, they really can do a lot of things. They control some things up front, and then you have on the defensive line too. So I felt like we had good – again, I keep saying it, we had great leadership by those three guys. And our juniors that are rising up to be seniors, they're going to have to take the bull by the horns. And some of those juniors or those sophomores that are going to be juniors are going to have to do the same thing. Moving forward, you know, I think looking at it, we don't sit around and we can't, as coaches, we can't sit around and go, wow, if we had, we say that every now and then, but then it's, okay, what can we do? What's going to make us better? What kids do we punch in? And I think our guys did a really good job this year. It took us a while. You know, you have a few cruises, you go on some vacations, you got some trips, you got all that stuff goes on. And then, but I mean, hey, I'm just telling the truth. If it hurts your feelings, it hurts your feelings. But I thought our guys did a really good job of trying to get it mastered, because with that, you got guys that miss a game or two, and then they miss days of practice. And so you don't know. You can't get everybody plugged into the right spots. And then all of a sudden, you kind of get them plugged in at about game four or five, and they start playing pretty good. And then, you know, like Eli Middleton, he was hurt the first half of the season with that hamstring, and then he finally got the film better, and everybody's like, wow, he's playing really good. Well, he's healthy. You know, and then all of a sudden, Davis kind of surprises at the other outside linebacker, but we didn't know he could play there until we had to throw him in after he'd been gone all week, you know, on a trip. So then we throw him in, and he plays, and he figures it out, and he got better. And so we start plugging guys in, and you figure your team out. And I hate to say it, but it's just something we do. It's an annual event here at Frederica, you know. You got.
Should we put it on the calendar?
Yeah, it's just, you know, about game 4 or 5, we're going to look like a football team instead of a discombobulated mess at times, because we've got everybody here, and they've worked together for 4 or 5 weeks. And, you know, that's a point of emphasis, and I think if everybody could go back and look at it, I say it every year in January, and everybody's like, oh, yeah, that feels really good, and then they do whatever they want to do. And then they're like, well, why did it take for 5 games? Well, because in January, when I made this statement in the team meeting that we needed everybody here to be working out, everybody went on their different ways and did all their things. And that becomes a key. So you can't be very good at the beginning of the season if you don't have everybody here. And then by the end of the year, everybody's here. They're going to school. They get in a routine. And you get a lot better. And I think with the leadership we had this year with our guys – those seniors and getting everybody here and rallying. And really the big move, I think the big change for us was the 7 a.m. in the morning workouts. And it really tipped the scales for us, getting us going all year.
We'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It is time to get busy living, and Stretch Zone on St. Simons is here to help. Stretch Zone is the nation's first and largest practitioner-assisted stretching franchise. Whether it is to improve flexibility, relieve stiffness and soreness, enhance physical and athletic performance, or to increase your range of motion, the professionals at Stretch Zone can help. In the shops at Sea Island, just down from V Pizza. Book your appointment today, 912-268-2495, or check them out online, stretchzone.com. Stretch Zone. Stretch. Work. Play. Repeat.
Because life moves fast, you don't have time to get sick. Stop by Frederica Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy, and get the personalized care you need to be healthy during flu season. Simply walk into Frederica Pharmacy at 3603 Frederica Road on St. Simons to get your flu shot. 912-357-2357. That's 912-357-2357. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Tired of that boring backyard? Dynamic Landscape is your local answer to creating your dream space. Landscape maintenance, lawn maintenance, installation, design, soft pressure washing, paver patios, retaining walls, fire pits, walkways, and more. Dynamic Landscape has the best solutions for your outdoor project. Give Dynamic Landscape a call today and schedule a quote, 912-574-5488, or check them out online at dynamicsolutionsga.com.
Life is fast. Work, family, kids, your internet has to keep up. Upgrade to the best internet service provider in the Golden Isles with Live Oak Fiber. Enjoy blazing fast speeds with no data limits, unmatched reliability, and service. We have thousands of happy customers, so scheduling slots go fast. Don't miss out. Sign up now at liveoakfiber.com or call 888-396-1243.
For over 100 years, Cunningham Jewelers has supported our local community and our local high school athletes. This football season, be on the winning team. Come on in and let our friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Score big every time with Cunningham Jewelers. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Ashley's Pure Water Solutions, the newest division of Ashley's Business Solutions, is a proud supporter of Frederica Knights football. Are you tired of dealing with heavy water bottles, unsanitary coolers, and the rising cost of traditional water delivery companies? Ashley's is now providing reverse osmosis filtered pure drinking water to our customers. Stop risking your health by consuming microplastics and dangerous cancer-causing forever chemicals. Call Ashley's Pure Water Solutions today to set up your 7-day in-office free trial. 912-267-7802. And remember, it's not clean water unless it's pure water.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick, Farmer Brandon Derrick.
Yeah.
On the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here in this final segment of 2024, brought to you by Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, and by Frederica Pharmacy. I think we're finally starting to lose control of the crowd.
Right. Yeah, we got people.
Also brought to you by the Carter family, who will have a Highland cow and a goat at least.
We got people yelling in the crowd.
Carter family petting zoo. Yeah, is what she's trying to prosecute here.
She's trying to set that up. It's not going to be at the Derrick household. I've already.
Although I do know two very cute little puppies that aren't even a foster, and they're absolutely never.
No,
sorry,
got one of those already in the house.
So. All right, let's get back to the footballs and real quick talk about. I can't believe I haven't asked you about this yet this season, because I'm usually pretty good about asking, you know, throughout the season as it goes on. Tell me about this eighth grade class, this rising eighth grade class. What kind of talent are we going to get out of them?
Well, we got Huddy sitting over here. We're going to get him right out of it right now, and he's pretty talented. You got a few guys over there. You know, they're going to have to get in there, and I think that's the big key is getting them in there working with the guys over at the early part of this in the winter. They've all got different sports that they're playing, so trying to get in and get a little bond and a mesh with those guys is going to be important. We got some guys that you're going to have to lean on. I think probably have about 6 or 7 guys from the eighth grade class that's going to help contribute. And then with that number, that would put us at 34. 34, 35, maybe we can get a few guys to transfer in and get a little help somewhere. Or we might get some kids that come in the ninth grade too. Don't really know what we've got going on in the pipeline right now with everything. But our eighth grade class didn't really get to play a ton this year because of the weather, and half the season about got canceled out because of the hurricanes. But they're a competitive bunch. They play hard, and you know, they understand the culture, you know, and they're going to come in, going to go to work. They're working out right now on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So a pretty good group of kids, you know, just got to get them. Got to get them ready. Some of them will have to play a lot sooner than others, and you know, we have to get them prepped, ready to go.
All right, so let's talk about for the rest of our what time we have left here with us, the final 5 minutes of the show. Let's talk about the Frederick Academy football class of 2025. Let's talk about Eastside. Let's talk about Will. Let's talk about Tucker, and let's talk about Hayes. What is the most proud that you are of this group of four?
That they stuck with it. Football's not easy. It's a tough sport. You know, it's demanding. It not only is it demanding in time, but it's demanding on your body. It's physically it you take a beating, and then you have to come in and work out, and then you go through all of it. And I'm proud of those four, because they've been doing it the whole time for 4 years. And, you know, I guess they couldn't convince anybody else to come on board with them to give them the fifth man. So, but that was, you know, those four have been, and that what makes me proud, and how they were able to adapt and lead as seniors this year. I just thought they did a really, really good job of that. And I'll continue. Go ahead and do your little segment there.
This is the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Fill in the blank. These four seniors were the most blank class you've ever had.
Probably committed.
I think
they were. I think they were probably the four most committed that we've had. Like, making sure that everybody got along. You know, we've had really good teams, and like the 2020 team, we had 16 seniors out of 30 kids. So we were very senior heavy. And then that 2018 team we had 13 seniors, you know. And, you know, the 2018 team was just super talented. And this group here was very committed to getting everyone involved, from the freshmen all the way up to keeping everybody, and not only being committed to being in the weight room and holding people accountable, and done those things. They were just very, very committed at doing all the things that we needed to be successful on the back end. And they never lost focus of that commitment from we were being 1-4 to getting to 5-5. They never lost that commitment. And I think for me, that's big. And when you look at it, they were committed all 4 years. And they deserve a lot of credit for what we were able to do this year, because they did a really good job of handling not only getting everybody there and being accountable, but that weight room, that locker room, and then on Friday nights, being committed and being accountable out there on the field and handling the guys, you know, and getting the guys motivated. You know, coaches can yell and scream, but we're not out there standing beside them. So they were good teammates at the same time trying to get it all done. And I think that commitment really showed this year, going from 1-4 to getting them 5-5 and never losing focus of it at the time. And, I mean, we all at the beginning was like, you know, we don't know where we're going to be with this young group. But they did a really good job with those guys. And I'm, you know, tickled to death for them. But, you know, I'm so proud to look out there and see them, because they all have their different ways of going about reaching the kids and getting the best out of some of them. And that's what they do. Hayes is not going to be a guy that's yelling and screaming at people, but he's going to quietly walk by and tell you to get your business taken care of right here real quick. Tucker, he's probably going to yell and scream, say a few things, and then get mad. You know, Will, quiet. He's not going to yell and scream, but when you start having to do up, downs, or run, then Will's going to be, he's going to say something.
Will's the one that if you get on his bad side, you know you done messed up big time.
And like, when, and like, all right, we're going to do some up, downs. We're like, no, wait a minute, guys. What? You know, and, you know, that's how Will had Isai. He was always laid back, you know, and like, he was just going to be that cool guy on the side that, hey, let's get it done. But he's not going to yell and scream, but he's never going to not do it either. It wasn't one of those things. He was always going to do what you ask. And so for those four guys, you had those four different personalities, and they meshed it really well with everybody and did a good job. You know, and here's the thing that I love about it is they show the younger kids how to lead. At the end of the day, you'll look over there and one of them's got their arm around somebody, and they're telling them why we're doing what we're doing. And that's been passed down at Frederica for years. And people don't understand that part of what we do is, I'll never forget coming in 2016, the 17, the 18 groups, and Will Counts in the 2020 group. And Will had been beat up on, and then Will beat up on Sam, and then Sam beat up on Tucker, and now Tucker's beat up on Turner. But then it's one of those things that you get beat up on, but you also, they're teaching them that this is what it is. And that's, it's one of those things you learn that in that locker room, and those kids have just done a really good job of understanding and taking it down from level to level. And I think that's what I'm most proud of, is I don't have to go in there and raise Cain every time. I have to every now and then, or as we do it, we just pull the seniors in and say, listen, where do you want to go? How far do you want to take this thing? And they usually jump right on board, and they take off, and they get those kids rallied, and they did a good job. And for me, I think that's a good sign of a program where, you know, a lot of coaches take credit for all that stuff. All I take credit for is getting the bus ready, make sure we got a schedule, we're going to go play. At the end of the day, my kids and my coaches do a really, really good job. Now, I've got an open door policy. I'm pretty easy to get along with. There's some things I'm going to definitely do, like we're always going to be a half man good on defense. You know, Coach Gibson's learned that. We count half men. They do exist. I know no one thinks that. For me, I enjoy it. You know, it's the biggest thing for me in it is the relationships, and I hope that as the kids go along that they always know that they're loved. You know, not just their parents, but they love by the coaching staff, and the FA does stand for family here, and that's a big deal to us.
Yeah, the broadcast crew feels the same way. Just all right, let's get one last round of applause for the last men standing from the Mean 19.
Yeah. That's them right there.
The last one was it Mean 19 or the Nasty 19? What it was
the Mean 19.
The Mean 19. One last round of applause for these seniors, folks. Coach, once again, thank you for an amazing, entertaining, enjoyable, over too soon football season. Always glad to call you a coworker. More importantly, more glad to call you a friend. I look forward to doing it again next year. What do you say?
Hey, I'm up for it.
Hey, is it August yet?
Well, we're going to try to get there as fast as possible. We're going to put in a lot of work, and hopefully we're playing late into November, maybe early December. However they schedule it, I don't care, but I'd like to be the last man standing.
That would be beautiful. Thank you for joining us for the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. For the final time in 2024, I hope you all have a great Thanksgiving, Christmas, Boxing Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, all of that up until we once again come together to say those two magic words.
Go Knights!